The Bryan City Council heard last night from 13 people supporting a city-owned senior center. Speakers included the Vice Chair of Bryan Senior Advisory Committee, Laura Tankersley.
We have three in College Station. We have the one from Brazos County. Somerville has one. Caldwell has one. Brenham has one. Navasota has two. Anderson has one. Madison County has one. And North Zulch has one. And we don't have any.
Roberta Mayer says the way people felt when they were locked up during the pandemic is how seniors feel every day.
We're alone. Our kids have moved away for jobs. We need to have a place that we can be safe and call our own. As in the Field of Dreams, if you build it, we'll come.
A senior center is not included in Bryan's capital improvements plan, which was discussed during yesterday afternoon's council workshop meeting. 1620-94.5 WTAW. Bryan's mayor and city manager responds to a city councilman's reason for voting against building an indoor tennis center at Midtown Park. This exchange happened during the Bryan City Council's July 31st special meeting between Councilman Ray Arrington and City Manager Keene Register.
Mayor?
Yes, sir.
I applied since May the 10th. I tried to get in with the city manager, and I've written requests and got it signed by another council member to get in and discuss this. The tennis facility at A&M, and I have not been able to do that. So the information that you all have, or some of the council members have, I was not privy to it at all, and I've requested it in writing, and I still haven't since May the 10th. So with that being said, and with the district that I represent, I don't think that I would be being fair to the voters that voted for me if I went along with this without having full knowledge of what's going on, because I don't, and I've asked for it. So with that being said, I am a team player with the city, and whatever's good for the city, Bryan, I'm all for it. But I cannot vote for yes for this because I have no information on it, and I've tried to get it, and that's why.
And I would only add that that is not true, and I will provide you the information again if you don't have it.
So I beg to differ with you, sir.
Okay.
I have it.
I'll be glad to show it to you, right?
Because I've asked for it in writing.
All right. And well, you got it back in writing.
Is there any other questions, comments? Okay. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Okay. It is passed with a 6-1.
2 days later, Mayor Bobby Gutierrez brought up the exchange on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
So, you know, we had a little misfortune the other day and on this thing, and someone felt like they didn't get the same information that everybody else did, and that's not true. I mean, everybody got the same information. In fact, all the questions that went in on May 2nd, we all got those questions that were submitted by one of the other councilmen. We all got those questions. We all got those answers on May 8th. And a lot of time, a lot of preparation goes into this, and it's our honor to serve, but part of that honor is our duty, if you don't know, to go find out and ask those questions, because we have staff that is willing and waiting to answer everything. But it's our duty to go do that. And I kind of require it. So hopefully, you know, I don't care how you vote, but know what you're voting on.
This is 1620-94.5 WTAW. Bryan City Council members heard last night from opponents to a proposal to ban buses from a variety of city streets. 11 speakers included 4 from the Brazos Transit District. Assistant General Manager Sarah Santoy says that amounts to blatant discrimination.
By limiting public transportation options on certain roads, we effectively restrict their access to essential services, employment opportunities, educational institutions, and healthcare facilities.
The proposed bus ban would apply to Hollick Lane, which is at the rear of the Brazos Transit District Terminal off Texas Avenue. Buses would also be banned on Carter Creek Parkway from 29th to Coulter, and a Bryan ISD school board member also said the proposed ban would include their buses. Bryan Mayor Bobby Gutierrez apologized multiple times last night for scheduling a council meeting during spring break.
No, I don't have kids. So it's just another day to me. It's another work week to me.
He said by the time he figured out that the meeting fell during spring break, it was too late to change the date.
And really, spring break is our own real vacation time that we have in Bryan College Station. Everything else is pretty much set up. You know, we have Thanksgiving, we have Easter, we have, you know, Christmas, we have all those things, but this is a break.
Gutierrez promised it would not happen again. A proposal to add 100 homes to a neighborhood in East Bryan that received the unanimous support of the Planning and Zoning Commission has been put on hold by the City Council. A unanimous council vote at this week's meeting came after owners of two existing homes in the Oakmont subdivision said the new homes would wipe out a wooded area behind their homes. Councilman Jared Salvato said they had to give some consideration to the existing homeowners.
I don't disagree. There's certain reasons why I would buy a certain lot. I don't know what increasing the buffer 10 feet, 15 feet, what that does to their design of their development.
Mayor Bobby Gutierrez, who was the first to suggest contacting the Oakmont developer about the possibility of a compromise, also had a message for homebuyers who want to live next to wooded areas.
You want that to be woods forever, then you probably need to buy it, because then it'll maintain woods forever. And you've heard me say a lot of times, you've used that stuff, it's your recreational and everything else, but really you've been trespassing on your neighbor's place for a long, long time, and he's never said anything to you, but now here we are, now it's going to develop, now he's a big bad developer that's let you use his land for the last, 20 years for free.
The council voted to postpone action for two meetings. The president of the Bryan Firefighters Union tells the city council that there are pressing issues that pertain to public and firefighter safety. But Daniel Buford did not identify issues when speaking at yesterday's city council public hearing on the fiscal year 2024 budget.
Visit fire stations, check out training facilities, look at apparatus and equipment, review areas of the community, and get a true feet on the ground experience of safety and services that externally, internally, the city of Bryan provides. You'll then be able to take away a better perspective of some of the fires only you as a council can extinguish.
Before the Bryan Council approved the first reading of next year's budget, Chief Financial Officer Will Smith was asked about how pay raises compare with the city of College Station.
I don't want to get into the details of College Station's merit increase. I just know that what we have put in place was comparable, and it was what was recommended by our HR group. Basically, what we call a 2% range adjustment, and that's to keep our ranges within market, and then a 6% merit.
The Bryan Council's final budget vote will be September 5th. Here's the lead to the following wrap. One of the five new members of the Bryan City Council drew some attention during a special meeting last week. Public Works Director Jason Barfnick responded to 4 minutes of questions about sewer lift stations from Councilwoman and Attorney Marka Ewers-Shirtliff.
I just had a few questions for you, Dr. Barfnick, to get on the record.
After 4 minutes of questions, Mayor Bobby Gutierrez made what was considered to be a humorous observation.
Dr. Barfnick, to follow up on that line of questioning, I guess, and feel like you're being interrogated.
Barfnick then responded to the mayor's reaction.
I'm on the witness stand.
Shirtliff apologized, telling Barfnick, "We are on the same team." Bill Oliver, 1620-94.5 WTAW.